This is Dr. Dave dictating history and physical examination on Latricia, L-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, last name Bell, B-E-L-L. Her date of birth is September 25, 1966, new paragraph. This 57-year-old female does not smoke or drinks socially. She is allergic to tetracycline and digoxin. New paragraph symptoms. She is here for evaluation and treatment for her iron deficiency anemia and also for her diagnosis of DEGOS disease, D-E-G-O-S disease, D-I-S-E-A-S-E. New paragraph. History of present illness. Patient says she was diagnosed of having DEGOS, D-E-G-O-S disease since March of 2013. She has been evaluated at UT Southwest off and on. In 2018, she was hospitalized for esophageal perforation, which was managed conservatively. No surgery was required. Patient also has been evaluated by National Institute of Health for this condition. And when she was seen by a dermatologist at NIH, she was recommended complement 5 inhibitors therapy. However, she has not done it. Patient also has history of recurrent diarrhea, and she has been diagnosed to have iron deficiency anemia, requiring transfusion on two different occasions. The last one was 1 week ago when her hemoglobin was 7.1, creatinine was 23.4. She received 2 units of packed cells. At the time, her iron was 20 and ferritin was 27. A new paragraph. She has been on several medications, which include albuterol inhaler, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN, aspirin 81 mg daily, Wellbutrin XL 150 daily, estradiol veggie cream, Prevacid 30 mg daily, Xarelto 20 mg once daily, Zoloft 100 once daily, Sotalol 120 mg once daily, and Tramadol 50 mg as needed. New paragraph. Past medical history also includes history of laparotomy and biopsies, history of upper and lower GI endoscopy showing scarring of the lesions and vascular angiomas. She also had received iron transfusion in past. She was seen also by Dr. Lee Shapiro, S-H-A-P-I-R-O, for this condition. She was also considered for Soliris, S-O-L-I-R-E-S, and Ultimoris. However, nothing has been given yet. She also had a history of atrial fibrillation requiring ablation times 2. She had left knee replacement. She also has a pacemaker for bradycardia since last 3 years. She has lesions all in small intestine as well as esophagus. And according to her, the sphincter between esophagus and stomach is not functional. And she has symptoms from that. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 4 inch tall, weighing 202, BMI 34, blood pressure 126 over 74, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear. Heart regular, abdomen sub, bowels active. extremities, no edema. New paragraph diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, iron deficiency anemia, probably from GI angio dysplasia, bleeding. Diagnosis 2, Degos disease. Diagnosis 3, atrial fibrillation. Diagnosis 4, pacemaker placement. Recommendations, we'll go ahead and try to correct the iron and look into ravulizumab, R-A-V-U-L-I-Z-U-M-A-B, MAB, for her Degos disease. The trade name is Ultomiris, U-L-T-O-M-I-R-I-S, new paragraph. This is history and physical examination of Leticia Bell. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Ahmed Ansasi, A-H-M-A-D, Ahmed A-N-S-H-A-S-I. Thank you.